Hello. How are y'all? I'm supposed to stand behind the microphone, and I will. But first, I've been here for 14 years. I've been in classrooms for 14 years on this campus, and I've never stood in this spot. So I'm going to take advantage of it for just a second, okay? So if everybody could just humor me for a minute, I didn't get permission to do this, all right? But we're going to take an ussie. So everybody kind of like smile. Are y'all ready? Is everybody ready? Okay. Oh my goodness, you guys look great. Perfect. Thank you for that. Thank you. So hey, happy Thursday. How are we? Just finished Easter, right? We're getting ready for the end of the semester. MSG is up here on the stage. Wonders never cease. Part of my job here is helping students improve their presentation skills. Sounds easy enough, right? Most of us would rather die than give a presentation or speak in public, but it's okay. I'm up for that challenge. In fact, my current semester of students is right up here on the front row. I see you. They have their red pens ready. Just remember, guys, a brick and a bouquet, okay? A brick and a bouquet. So I want to go back to when I was a little girl. Now, you guys may be really, really surprised to hear this, but I'm not going to say that I haven't always been an expert at chatterboxing, okay? For those of you who don't know what a chatterbox is, it's someone who never stops talking. That would be me. In fact, I'm the oldest of three daughters. All of us were very, very outgoing. All extroverts, including my mother, lived in a house with one dad who was very quiet, introverted. And he endured my chatterboxing self for about a decade before he finally sat me down and he said, "Melanie, God only gives us so many words to say in our lifetime, and you are about out." Luckily for me, several decades later, I'm not going to say how many, I'm still going strong. Much to my dad's chagrin. But here's the thing. That constant need to verbalize the world around me, to express and explain and talk about my human experience, has caused me to miss the little things in life. By focusing on these big things, by focusing on being busy and noisy, sometimes I miss the little things. So that's what I want to talk to you about today. And if you've ever been in my class, you've heard this before. The power of the pause. The power of the pause is so important in our lives, and it's something that we don't tend to do often. Look for the opportunities to find the pause. So for a chatterbox like myself, this has to be very intentional. It has to be something that I make sure that I do daily. But how do we do that in our busy lives? You guys as students, in our jobs, in our careers, in our families, how do we find time for pause? Sometimes it seems like it may be a waste of time to just sit and be quiet. But when we do this, that's when we find our peace. In the pause, there is peace. There is prayer. And there is connection. The number one rule in my class, if you learn nothing else, is that in order to be an effective presenter, we must connect with those who we are speaking with. With those who we are talking to. But how many of you spend time to connect to God in those quiet moments? We talk about the power of the pause in class every semester. When we get nervous during a speech, we tend to want to fill those uncomfortable silences with fillers. Like, so. Because we feel uncomfortable in the silence. In an effort to avoid this awkwardness, we would rather sound like we don't know what we're doing. God doesn't care what we're doing. He doesn't care if we know what we're doing. He just wants us to connect to him. Why are we afraid of the silence? Why do we have to fill that space? Maybe we've never experienced the true power that is in that pause. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still. Be still and know. How often are you still? Do you do that? Do you stop? Put down your phone. Turn off that music. Close your laptops. Even close the books. Don't worry. Tell the professors I told you it was okay. Close your eyes. Pause. Breathe and listen in the silence. Listen for the voice of the Lord because he's there in the silence. Feel his presence. See, I have a confession to make. When I said that I would speak to you, all of these things came rushing through. There are so many things I want to talk about. So many things. But I wasn't sure exactly what. And so I prayed and I said, God, please just give me something. Give me a sign. Give me a song. Tell me something to inspire what I'm going to talk about today. There was silence. I heard nothing. I read scripture. I looked over and over through my favorite verses, and I was sure something would jump out at me. Nothing leapt off that page. I asked my friends. I asked family. What do I talk about? Oh, you're going to be great. It's going to be fine. No one had any ideas. Everywhere I turned, there was silence. And that's when I knew, that's what I talk about. That was it. We don't stop. We don't give ourselves time to breathe. In that pause, in those moments when we breathe, there is that power. Just listen for it. It's that simple. As we get ready to finish this semester, you may feel overwhelmed. I know a lot of you are overwhelmed. You have classwork. You have exams coming up. You have projects that are off the charts. Everything happens at once. A lot of you are practicing for and competing for conference athletic championships coming up. You're trying to manage relationships. You're thinking about, how am I going to afford to live over summer? I have to find a job. Sometimes just our desire to watch TikTok completely ruins our opportunities to be silent, to be quiet, to pause. When you celebrate great success, when you celebrate a win, when you do well on an exam, when a relationship is going well, I urge you to stop. Pause. Pray. When you suffer great loss, disappointment, when things aren't going your way, stop. Just pause and pray. When you feel life overwhelming, God wants us to stop. He wants us to pause. And he wants us to hit our knees and spend time with him. It's that simple. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, rejoice always. Rejoice always. And pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, in the wins and in the losses. Give thanks. In that stillness, listen. He wants us to be still. He wants us to know. He wants us to pray without ceasing. In that opportunity, strengthen your connection to him. It doesn't have to be formal. It doesn't have to be flowery. It's just a conversation. But we cannot have these conversations with our Father if we are not still, if we are not quiet, if we are not focusing on him. That little girl still pushes the limits. If you see me here, I'm probably talking. But that little girl has also figured out, after a couple decades, that the pause is just as important. It is so relevant in order to be successful in our faith journey. So my charge to you today is to find the silence, seek his power, and connect with him through prayer. Before I close, I want to spend just a moment praying with all of you today. And after that prayer, I want you, if you can, to stay just for a few minutes and listen to a song that touches my heart, that reminds me to pray, that reminds me to be still and to be quiet. And hopefully, just talk to God. So if you will bow your heads with me. God, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to stop for a moment. Thank you for allowing us to come together for a time to pause, for a time to be silent and listen, to listen to you, to be quiet and to connect. Thank you for giving us this chance every day to be still and know that you are God. We ask you today to allow ourselves permission to quiet the noise of our lives and the world and to seek you. To seek peace in difficult spaces, to find refuge in the storm of this world. Thank you for sending your Son to save us as we fall short. It is in your glorious name we pray. Amen.